old enough to remember when Dawn Staley, Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, like when the WNBA was first starting, I remember that. I was a senior in high school and it was a huge deal. I mean, women's professional basketball, oh my goodness, I was so proud of them. And just the fact that we had that opportunity. And at the same time, I immediately knew that that was not for me. And it wasn't because I wasn't a good basketball player. I did pretty well. I did pretty good. I didn't want to do the work that I thought was associated with playing at that level. I didn't even want to play collegiate ball. I knew that when I finished high school, I was done, because the thought of doing suicides and all the other conditioning drills, it just didn't make my heart happy. Like, it's not something that I was like, ooh, yes, I'm willing to do that because this is what I want. No, that wasn't me. So welcome to another episode of On Your Genius, where we empower entrepreneurs to use their education and their experience to create dope stuff. I'm your host, attorney LaKonya Murray. I had another topic in mind for today, but yet here we are. But make sure you tune in next week for a much needed discussion on copyright infringement, because y'all, listen, I appreciate the business, but I really don't like having to help people because they are the people that's being infringed on. So we're going to talk about what infringement looks like next week. As for today, I have a few questions for you. I know that's different, but that's what we're working with today. I have some things that I've been pondering. But before we dive into all of that, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any insights on how to own your genius. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and what else? Owning your genius. I'm your host, attorney LaKonya Murray, owner of Off The Mark IP Solutions. Off The Mark is a boutique intellectual property firm representing innovative entrepreneurs, aka geniuses, who are looking to protect their brand and grow their business with ongoing legal support and business mentorship. We have a good one for you today, so let's get started. So we know that Dawn Staley, she and her team, South Carolina, just won the championship. So proud of them. It was a good game. We're not going to talk about all the politics behind it because we know what it is. But I recently saw this quote and it says that the problem is y'all be having league dreams with backyard work ethic and your parents applaud you. What? As a parent whose child plays travel ball, I had to take a deep breath. I had to check myself because this kid, she loves volleyball. She wants to play she wants to play on the collegiate level one day. Shoot, I had to check myself because I got big dreams too. But I don't know. That's kind of what I want to have a conversation about. And my question is to you, and this is the question that I had to ask myself, is does my work ethic match my dreams? And then at what point, like, and is there a balance? So these are my questions that I have for you. It's not a long podcast. These are things that I'm working through, I'm pondering, and I'm wondering, does my work ethic match my dreams? And let's add something else to that conversation. The other thing is, are my dreams a reflection of my own limitations? Even if my work ethic does match my dreams, which I think they do, I work pretty hard, I have goals and things I want to accomplish, I measure that, and if it doesn't work out, I'm tweaking, I'm working, I'm doing the things right. But I had to check myself. I'm in this Goldman Sachs program, and it has really challenged my belief system on what is possible. And what I'm realizing is my dreams, even my, you know, big, hairy, audacious dreams, were limited by my beliefs, like what I thought was possible. Because I had limitations, and I still do. I'm not going to say that they just went away, because I realized that there's something that I'm working on. But because I have those limitations on what I think is possible, my dreams reflect that. And I believe that until I'm able to break the ceiling, you know, get rid of that limitation on what I think is possible, I believe that my ability to dream big and bigger is going to be capped. What do you think about that? I can see that, because we've always been told, and I've always believed, that if I can see it, I can achieve it. But what if I can't see it? What if I can't see it? Does that mean I can't achieve it? And just because I can't see it, does it mean that it's not possible? I don't think that me not being able to see something doesn't mean that it's not possible. It just means that for me, it's not a goal because I don't see it. But it doesn't mean that it can't happen. and that is impossible. I just need to expand my beliefs, expand what I think is possible. I need to give myself permission to dream without limitation. Because, you know, sometimes what happens is we start thinking and dreaming and we're like, oh, wait, pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. We have to be what? Reasonable. Does reasonable have a place in dreaming? Does it have a place when you're using your imagination? Like when we were kids, we weren't reasonable. We wanted to be all the things, do all the things, have all the things. And the main part of that is because we didn't know what was required in order to make it happen. So what if we just got back to that? If we got back to dreaming without limitations, giving ourselves permissions to just be as outrageous and unreasonable as possible. That is my question for you today. I know I normally come on here and I'm giving input and insight, but I would like some of your input and some of your insights. So what do you think? Does your work ethic match your dreams? And are you giving yourself permission to dream big? Do you believe that having limitations on what we believe is possible is correlated to how big our dreams are? I don't know. I want to hear from you in the comments. Shoot me an email. Definitely let me know. Geniuses, thank you so much for tuning in. What are your thoughts? What are your takeaways? Did it make you go, Let me know in the comments. And if you found today's podcast insightful, make sure to share it with fellow entrepreneurs. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with 3 people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.